This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nuggets force a game 7. Get into that in just a little minute. And Caleb Williams on the record talking about his reluctance at first to go to Chicago. Clearly he got over that when the Bears drafted him number 1 overall. But is everything cool in Chicagoland? We'll get that in a moment as well. But Perloff, good morning. We got to start with the Cleveland Browns, who ironically, no primetime games this year, as we learned yesterday. They are going to Europe for a game, but no primetime games. Yeah, that Siberia.
Some people were surprised by that. Was not at all. Like, why would you put this Browns team? Because you hope that someday Shador is going to start. Why would the Browns be primetime here? They were unwatchable last season.
No, it's just going to be funny that they are going to get the most attention this offseason, most likely.
Be that QB battle, yep.
Of course. We love a QB battle. I mean, did anyone think the Steelers last year were winning the Super Bowl? We love that quarterback battle between Fields and Russell Wilson. It's just a compelling. Yet, yeah, I don't know if the product on the field is going to be very good.
Yeah, the Steelers were unwatchable for most of last year.
So we're going to talk about them all summer, and then basically they're going to fade away.
Uh-huh.
Or we're not going to watch them in prime time unless they get flexed later. But there is a question now, because we love a quarterback battle. If it's Pickett and Flacco and we think that they're going to make the roster, that's, I think, both you and I are in lockstep about that. Then Shador and Dylan Gabriel could be the two wild cards here.
Wait, we're in lockstep about what? They're only going to keep one of Flacco and Pickett?
No, I think Pickett and Flacco are both going to be on this team to start the season.
Oh, I'm definitely not in lockstep on that.
Okay, so how do you see this being laid out here for the Browns with the quarterback situation? Now that we have the schedule, through the season.
Oh, I definitely think that they're going to cut one of Pickett or Flacco and keep both rookie quarterbacks. One, it doesn't cost them anything. It's a third-round pick in Dylan Gabriel and a fifth-round pick in Shador. Why would you cut those guys? You don't need to put any real resources into your third quarterback. So I think you're going to battle between Flacco and Pickett. They both have about the same guarantee, about $4 or $5 million. So you could cut one of them. I don't get it. I mean, Joe Flacco is the better quarterback. I would start him 100 times out of 100. He can compete against this AFC North schedule. I would start Flacco and then see how he does. We're going to get into schedule in a minute. It's tough to start. And then I personally, with Kevin Stefanski as my head coach, I would go to Dylan Gabriel second and then give him a shot around week 7, and then see how he does, and then go to Shador third if Dylan Gabriel doesn't look like he's ready to go.
So Kenny Pickett, who they traded for this offseason, was actually technically the first guy in the quarterback room. We're just putting Deshaun Watson on an island here, but he's out. But,
yeah, because he's coming off of the Achilles.
Right, and all the other stuff. So here's the...
Oh, no, no.
Well, okay, that's fine.
They would play him in a second if he was healthy.
But he's not good anymore. But here's the thing. So you think Pickett's gone.
Well, I think it's going to be Flacco or Pickett. I don't know who wins that. I mean, I could say I think it should be Flacco.
Right, right.
But it does seem like they have a fascination with Kenny Pickett. So if you're pinning me right now, I say Flacco wins, but I have no idea.
So I think what they're doing, and I think this is actually smart by the Cleveland Browns. They've got these four quarterbacks in this room. You've got a coach and a GM, maybe on the hot seat, maybe not. And you're looking at the season, it's going to be an interesting one. I understand starting Pickett. You've got a real gauntlet here to start the season if you're Cleveland, if you have not seen their schedule. Cincinnati, who I know gets out of the gate slow, but still, it's Joe Burrow. Cincinnati, then at Baltimore, Green Bay, at Detroit, Minnesota in Europe. You come back from that. You don't get a bye. You go to Pittsburgh, then Miami at New England. Then you're at your bye week. Well, that is rough.
That's some good opportunities to put up some yards. So Cincinnati's defense terrible. Baltimore lets up a lot of passing yards. Green Bay's good. Detroit, you could torch them in Detroit. That could be a shootout. So you're going to lose all those games. Don't get me wrong. But you could have some shootouts in there. Is that a good thing for the quarterback?
Well, here, if you're the Browns, though, you got to hope that, you know, can you hold the fort? I don't even know what that means. Can you go 4-4? I don't know.
See, I don't even think it matters. I think it, like, who looks good.
Okay, but yeah. See, I'm putting Kenny Pickett, I'm sacrificing him to the Wolves, is what I'm saying, for that beginning part of the season. Because I'm hoping that the rest of the AFC North beats up on itself and that this thing is going to be, like, you know, maybe Baltimore's out in front. Mm-hmm. Maybe Cincinnati gets off to another bad start. And obviously we know Pittsburgh is going to be there right in the end, but, you know, probably with like a 9-8 or something like that record. Mm-hmm. So I throw Pickett, to the Wolves here. Then coming out of the bye week, that's where I go to Flacco. Bye week in week 9, mm-hmm. I come out of the bye, I'm at the New York Jets. Okay. Maybe I can win that game. Then Baltimore, then at Vegas. So now I'm getting maybe a little bit of momentum. You see how the season goes. If Flacco gets hurt or Flacco's ineffective, then to me, this is my bold prediction for the Cleveland Browns this year. I think Shador is going to beat out Dillon Gabriel in camp.
And when would he play then?
So I think that you are going to see, this is my prediction for how this is going to go. I think Shador Sanders ends up getting onto the field probably not until either week 17 or week 18 against Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. And here's my prediction. I think he's actually going to play well. And that's going to be our next offseason story, right? So Shador appoints himself well, head on straight, reading the playbook, learning the playbook, excited, you know, his teammates are getting involved, the whole deal, and that he creates a little bit of positivity at the very end of the season. Mm-hmm. And I think Cleveland misses the playoffs, but maybe not by a lot, and Shador kind of gives them this life. Myles Garrett saying nice things about him. Kevin Stefanski gets to stay. And I think that's how this season's going to go for Cleveland.
Okay. I think this is exactly how it goes down. I think one of the veterans is gone. I think they start the season with one veteran and two rookies. Then they actually, whoever that veteran is, plays pretty well because they had some really vulnerable defenses in the first six games. But they probably go 1-5. After they get back from the Europe trip against Minnesota, they're at Pittsburgh. I like your throw Kenny Pickett to the Wolves. You probably, I don't know how Pittsburgh's going to be. Their defense is getting old as all get out. Maybe that's a game you don't want to play. And then Miami week 7, that's when the rookie comes in. Mm. And I think actually it's going to be, for some reason, Miami, short kings going against each other, Dillon Gabriel, Tua, both the same high school in Hawaii.
Yeah,
like that's
true.
Perfect symmetry. Honestly,
enough yet in Cleveland, though, for Tua. Tua could have a good game there. That's only October 19th. The frost, the permafrost hasn't set in yet.
But here's where I disagree with you. It's not about, to me, this season will not be measured in win losses. It'll be measured in quarterback development.
Yeah.
They want, and it's actually more of a tryout because they're going to have a quarterback next year. I don't think anything you said contradicts this. I think they're going to try out Dillon Gabriel and they're going to try out Shador and say, wait, do we have something here and not need to draft a quarterback high next year. So that I think they're definitely going to be looking more at the rookie quarterbacks in development and much earlier in the season.
Okay, it's an interesting theory. I guess here's my question, though. We love Dillon Gabriel. This is not a slight on him at all. He definitely was picked 50 spots higher than Shador, okay? But we don't think Shador dropped purely on talent and traits.
I agree.
So if it's just head-to-head, and let's say they're both awesome, and they're both being good teammates, and they're both being cool around the facility and positive and all that stuff, if it's just Shador and Dillon Gabriel going head-to-head in a straight-up QB matchup, not being weighted by personalities or fathers or anything like that, who do you think wins?
Well,
I think Shador
I mean, I think Dillon Gabriel is probably a little bit better of a college quarterback. I mean, it's hard to tell because Shador was in this weird team, but Gabriel was awesome. I mean, the only problem with Gabriel, I think, is the height. And I just think that might be overstated. Like, Dillon Gabriel was amazing. There's no doubt about it. He just killed it in multiple different coaches, multiple different systems. In shorts, I think Gabriel's probably a little better because he throws like this beautiful spiral, comes out lefty. Shador, I've been watching all the clips. Shador looks good, But I don't think Shador like is blowing you away with his arm or anything. I think in short, still Gabriel probably looks a little better, but I think there is concern of 5'11", can he last in the NFL? The same with Tua.
Yeah, I know that we are on in Dylan Gabriel country, a.k.a. Eugene. Although also maybe Norman.
Well, and also maybe, where's UCF? In Orlando or
Orlando,
something?
Orlando, yeah.
Yeah, he was a killer there.
I know.
Dylan Gabriel's great. He's just short. I read Tony Grossi, who's the ESPN Cleveland. He was saying, like, you watch the two guys at practice. Clearly, one guy's spiral is ridiculously tight. Dylan Gabriel throws a gorgeous pass.
Yeah.
I mean, it just looks like it was created by the gods for a short quarterback. The problem is, can he see everything like Kyler? I think you are underselling Dylan Gabriel a little bit. I think he has real potential. You, by the way, loved him last year.
I
do love him.
I thought that going to Oregon was going to push him to the first round like Bo Nix.
He's going to the third round. It's not that different.
710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Now I got my duck suit hanging in the office. So I mean, brought it out.
Gail Davis, look at his numbers throughout college. It's like, whoa, this guy threw a lot of touchdowns for a lot of yards. On par, so did Shador. So the two of them had great college success. I think they're very comparable. I don't think it's a no-brainer Shador wins that battle. You watch a highlight. You look at Shador, he's not that big. Throws a decent ball. I don't think his talent is so overwhelming. You're going to like, do you see something there that I'm not seeing?
See, I think you're saying that I'm underselling Gabriel now. I think everyone got a little too far on the Shador sucks side of the spectrum because he fell to the fifth round. Like, you know, we watched him in Colorado and we talked about it. We thought that he could be a first round pick. And then it changed. But we've gone back through with like this fine tooth comb to see, does he take a step backwards or a step forwards when the pat, like, he's now been dissected, I think, Shador, in a way that we've gone too far on the other end of the spectrum. Like, he's not a crappy quarterback in college.
Right. But we never, even when people like Shador, never said he's physically overwhelming. He's undersized a little bit, not as undersized as Dylan Gabriel. Nobody said he has an A-plus arm. He's not like the kind of talent. He's more of a, ironically, because people have been killing his character. He's more of a leader. He'll find a way to win. He's tough. Isn't that his number one attribute? Tough.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Well, we'll see when the Ravens. Pass rush is bearing down on you.
You can't
hit
a quarterback in training camp, so tough isn't going to win you the training camp battle.
You can't hit a quarterback in the NFL.
I think honestly, they're both about the same. I know that sounds weird, but I think they're both about the same. I think Dylan Gabriel going in the third round gives him a slight edge. I think they both play and early. Like, I don't even think it happens in week 7. I think Pickett or Flacco are gone by then.
888-710-4ISN. Talking quarterback battle here. Very fascinating one. Again, no primetime games for the Browns, which may help them actually. Stay a little under the radar. When he got all these quarterback battles,
they won
stuff
one playoff game in 28 years. How low do they have to go under the radar?
Yet we're fascinated by them.
That's true.
And I think we're going to talk about them a lot more this offseason. Want to take this call from Kevin, our pal in San Antonio. Last hour, we were wondering whether Kansas City has now caught the Dallas Cowboys for the title of America's team. Kevin, what do you think?
What I think, good morning, everybody. I just finished my breakfast and worked out. To tell you the truth, I like more of Kansas City more because they don't have too much dysfunction. They don't have dysfunctional like the Cowboys. Mm. You hear the Cowboys is like, it's like a soap opera. You watch, y'all report, then you see something come up, then all of a sudden they just, yuck, that's a headache.
That's why we like them, Kevin. That's why we're paying attention. That's why they're America's team.
Yeah, they're America's dysfunctional team, too.
America's headache.
Nobody has an interest in a well-functioning organization. Well, what's the point of watching that?
Let's not pretend like Kansas City hasn't had some of their issues. I mean, they definitely have. It's off-the-field stuff. It's not the owner coming out to, you know, say he's going to circumcise a mosquito, but...
You're so cute with that off-the-field stuff.
By the way, Kevin, can I just say, so Kevin's awesome. Kevin has been sending us a picture of his breakfast to maggieandperloff@gmail.com for the better part of... Are we up to like 4 or 5 months now, Kevin? I mean, I love the ability, the stick-to-itiveness, the commitment here. So I've been looking at your breakfast every day for months now. I'm going to tell you, man, I think the pancakes are the best thing you have. They look best.
I like the pancakes I make, but I made a waffle slam this morning.
Oh, you haven't sent that one yet?
I ain't sent it up yet, but I'm going to send it to you.
Okay. I'm just telling you, right now, I would say if I was ranking Kevin's breakfasts, Your pancakes look dynamite. Are you putting like, you know, seltzer water or something there? How do you get them so fluffy?
Oh, no, I just put water. I put water and I mix it up. And sometimes I'll put cinnamon in it to make cinnamon pancakes.
Perloff, look at these pancakes. You're telling me you don't want to dive into that short stack?
Those look great.
They look amazing. Kevin, keep up the great work, man. Thank you. It brings me joy to see Kevin's breakfast every day. Have you checked Maggie and Perloff at gmail.com to
no.
see Kevin's breakfast?
No, I'm good. It looks amazing.
I'm surprised no one else is come in to try to challenge Kevin. Who does a better breakfast?
Put a call to action.
By the way, Perloff at gmail.com.
One thing quick about the Chiefs, by the way, they have this documentary coming out called The Kingdom. Mm. It's going to present this incredibly professional. Like, people are going to be so sick of the Chiefs after they watch this. It's not going to help. It's not going to do what they think it's going to do.
You don't think we're sick of the Cowboys?
No. I think the Cowboys are so incompetent, are endlessly fascinating. I think the Chiefs making smart draft picks again and again and again, and Andy Reid controlling
boring.
All the drama. Like, this is good. I think the Chiefs fatigue is going to storm back. If anybody actually watches this documentary, I saw the trailer for it. I'm like, oh, people aren't going to like this.
Is there any Taylor in the? That's how you get people to tune
Not
in.
Not in the trailer, but
you
it's just about
your ratings with Taylor.
It's one of those fluff documentaries. It's like, oh, it's called The Kingdom. It's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about how sick everyone was of the Chiefs. People don't get sick of the Cowboys. You have to admit that.
Disagree.
People, oh, my God. But then, yeah, I think people don't understand. Like, I feel like many members of the media, they don't understand, like, why are people fascinated with Cowboys? People like the train wreck aspect, I think.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We got that out there for you. Chiefs, Cowboys, America's team, they both have eight standalone games, the most primetime games of any teams in the league this year. We've learned that from the schedule. We also have some interesting quotes from Caleb Williams and his father about what could have been had they decided to take the nuclear option and not go to the Chicago Bears. They were making phone calls to labor lawyers, Archie Manning. We got a lot of detail that's coming out in a new book. And they're both on the record, by the way. This is not anonymous sources or people close to the Williamses. It's the dad and Caleb saying, we almost didn't go to Chicago. That can't be good. Also, I've got advice for Manny for tonight.
Huh?
It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
All right, this NASCAR preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. All right, Manny Tires, what do we got this weekend?
All right, guys, the Cup Series will be under the lights for the first time this season as the circuit heads to North Wilkesboro Speedway for a third straight year for its All-Star race. Yeah, that's right. The festivities will begin with the All-Star Open, a 100-lap qualifying race with a break at about lap 50 for drivers not eligible for the All-Star race. Three drivers will advance to the 250-lap main event. The Open's top two finishers and the top vote-getter in a fan balloting will advance to said main event. It's the All-Star race from North Wilkesboro Speedway. Action kicks off on Sunday, 5:30 Eastern, with the All-Star Open, with the All-Star race to follow at 8 Eastern.
Maggie, that's your neck of the woods.
I know. And, you know, I also love how Manny has really taken over this NASCAR beat, because I feel like I want this to end with Manny, like, getting a ride in a NASCAR, like, in a car, in a stock car.
I would love to go 180 miles an hour around someplace.
I feel like we need that video in our lives.
Just feeling the G-forces just sink me into my seat. Oh, my God. It would turn my stomach, and it would be great content.
Uh-huh.
A lot of cursing in Spanish, probably.
But then we can't air it. But
EJ can bleep it out.
I have some advice for Manny for tonight.
Oh, really? What?
Okay, so it's obviously a very pivotal game 6 for the New York Knicks tonight.
Oh, I haven't heard
about that.
Manny's beloved New York Knicks up again on the ropes, feeling all the pressure in the world.
Well,
this is not going to be a basketball conversation. I just asked Manny any chance to go into the game, and he said, haha, right? The get-in price is probably 10 grand or something.
Come on.
And then I asked, are you going to the watch party? They've been doing these really epic, for New York, like this, we're not really known for this. Mm-hmm. They've doing these awesome watch parties right outside the Garden, and it's drawing quite a crowd, Pearl. It looks pretty cool out there, despite any reports of twerking grandmothers. By the way, our grandmothers in New York, pretty hot.
That's right.
I think that this would be fun. So here's my idea for Manny.
Find a twerking grandmother?
I did not know about these twerking grandmas. Yeah. I'm going with you now.
What's Pam doing right now?
Oh, my gosh. They'd be lucky to have her. So, Manny, picture it. Outside the Garden, watch party, thousands of people. Mm-hmm. Knicks are playing the most important game they've played in a quarter century. Manny said he didn't have anyone to go with.
Mm-hmm.
I think you roll up solo.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, as Jalen Brunson is leading a comeback from a double-digit deficit in the fourth quarter, Manny, in his Iman Shumpert jersey,
I do have one,
locks eyes with a beautiful young woman across the plaza. She's wearing a J.R. Smith jersey. The magnetism.
Even I'm getting a little warm.
The earth stops spinning on its axis for a brief moment as Jalen Brunson is slicing through the lane with a signature finger roll layup as Manny and this lovely young woman decked out head to toe in Knicks gear.
Wait, did I miss the layup?
No, he's got the layup.
No, but did I see the layup? Did
no,
I see the ball go in?
You're too busy. Locked eyes on this
individual.
This individual, while she's locked into the game, she hasn't seen you yet. Oh, well, I guess you lock eyes. So yeah, she sees you too.
All right.
Don't get lost, Mags. The earth stops on its axis for a minute. All things stand still. Crazy crowd around you. You don't even hear it. It drowns out because you are focused on this young woman. Two diehard Knicks fans meet game 6. Manny's got his next girlfriend for the summer.
It's kind of like we were getting a little Goodwill Hunting there. You kinda. Could have it. They don't go to the game.
Well, yeah. We're already off to a rocky start. We're already off because I missed the layup. If I locked eyes with this woman and I missed the layup with Jalen Brunson, I think that's a bad omen. I think
that's forced through the trees here, pal.
Yeah.
trying to get you some companionship this summer.
Larry O'Brien will be my companion for the show.
But
for the
man summer, is saying, okay? If he was in Good Will Hunting and he was Robin Williams' character, he would have gone into the Fenway to watch the game and left the love of his life. That's what you're saying. You'd rather watch the game than meet the love of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
This is the biggest game in my life.
I totally get it.
And just like Robin Williams' eventual wife in that great story they tells in Good Will Hunting, Manny's girlfind will also fart in her sleep.
Gotta go see about a girl.
I knew you were obsessed with that life.
Sorry.
Got second fart reference.
I'm 42. Of 100.
I could give you a choice. The Knicks win the series, and they lose in the finals to the Thunder.
Oh.
You have that choice, or you can meet your future wife and have two kids with her, but I'm not telling you how the marriage tonight. Which would you take?
Give me the Eastern Conference final.
Yeah.
Manny.
Of course.
Okay.
Anybody could get married and have kids. That takes no special skill.
Boom.
I mean, dead serious. To get the Knicks
Manny
to the finals.
That challenge.
Yeah, Manny, you're eventually going to have
Have you met some people around here? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, anybody. I mean, listen.
I mean, Bilotti has been married twice, so I guess you're right.
Oh. Thank you.
These are more fun when he was here to be mad at me when I said that.
And by the way, I have a better scenario. Can I just paint my picture?
Sure.
Manny goes to the watch party. The Knicks win. He goes to Patty O'Brien's or one of these awful Irish bars in Route 30th Street in Manhattan.
Big fan of Tracks.
Molly O'Sullivan's, yeah.
He's at about 2.9 blood alcohol level, and he slumps over onto a woman who's at about 2.4, and they make some mistakes.
And then, boom, I have a child.
Yeah, I like this story better, although it's Knicks lose, so they're sad drinking. And then they slump on each other.
They're so drunk they don't even remember who won the game. Mine is much closer to reality.
Still in a Shepherd jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't keep it on.
Is there a...
I don't know, actually.
I'm definitely
keeping you keep it on.
Yeah.
Absolutely keeping that thing on.
Call me Mitchell.
Yeah.
Call me Shump if you want to. I don't care.
He did get Tiana Taylor, although now I think they're getting divorced.
He did all right. He did all right for a little bit.
Is there a romantic version of Go New York, Go New York, Go?
Did Adele sing one, you're saying?
And your dream is Ben Stiller on the sideline watching? I don't even know where that
goes. Fat Joe is, actually.
Filming.
Yeah.
Fat Joe, he's bad luck.
Fat Joe, Tim
Latrell is giving you a high five afterwards. Latrell's being well.
Latrell will be choking you. It's like, wait a minute, what?
I have
Did everyone consent?
I have the alumni all there as well.
Yeah, the alumni. Marbury running onto the court, being like, way to go, Manny.
I have all my forever Knicks, like Lance Thomas, Lou Odmundson, Langston Galloway, all these superstars.
Wow.
I think
you're thinking of Lou Odmundson when you're there. Walt Clyde Frazier hands just puts a fur coat on you after you're done.
You're underestimating.
Who is this old man? Yeah. Get this guy out of here. Give me Eddie Curry.
You're underestimating Manny's sickness, Maggie.
The only problem
sickness of being a Knicks fan.
Give me Pablo Prigioni or give me death.
Same question for you.
Yeah.
If I told you I would give you finally a Bills Super Bowl championship, but you lost your husband, what are you doing?
Well, he's also a Bills fan,
yeah,
so I think he would co-sign. He'd be like, sacrifice
me. That'd be a no-brainer. Andy would be mad at you if you chose the marriage. He'd be like, what are you doing, honey? We had an opportunity to finally break through, and you screwed it up.
You know, and he'd be looking down from heaven. No.
Say he died. I bet he got divorced.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I wasn't sure where you were taking him.
You said lost, so I thought he died, too.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. I meant divorce. I didn't mean death.
Well,
that'd be terrible.
If we get divorced, could we still be friends?
Sure.
That doesn't count.
Works out.
We're co-parenting.
That's a nice little fantasy there. You guys are going to be friends. Can you high five at the Bills parade? Yes, I'll give you that.
Can we lock eyes at the Bills parade?
No, too far. Too far.
All right,
see,
Manny.
I have none of these problems because my hands are weighted down with wedding rings and Super Bowl rings. I don't even relate to any
perfect
of this conversation.
Perfect marriage, perfect team.
Yeah.
Everything's coming up.
I don't know which one is less perfect. But
Manny, what do you think? Now do you want to go to the watch party and you might meet the next love of your life?
No.
I'm telling you, man, this is a good idea because there's going to be chicks there who are big Knicks fans or casual. Well, you don't want casual.
I don't want a casual. I want one that was there watching Alexi Shved throw a ball
right
over the backboard.
And that's who's going to be at a watch party outside of Madison Square Garden tonight.
In the rain, you said? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely out now.
I think it's supposed to rain.
Bro, I melt. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I see Manny and EJ talking about the Knicks. It goes well beyond romance. Like, romance is nothing compared to their connection to this team.
I mean, EJ sends cries of help from Mexico re-watching Knicks games on vacation.
It's lighten bad. Up, dude. It's really bad.
Lighten up.
Lighten up.
ESPN, you lighten up.
ESPN Deportes, baby.
He watched Thunder Nuggets the next day and tweeted about
very
it.
Very understandable.
Get him some help.
Very understandable.
By the way, I was worried about our guy here yesterday.
Who?
Andrew Bogut. I got a text that kind of concerned me.
Uh-oh.
Did you not? I didn't get to tell you about this.
No, and obviously he didn't send it to the group.
No. No, because it was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm doing meh.
Not like, meth.
No, I thought it said I'm doing meh. I'm like, what's wrong with Bogut? He had a bad day? I was like, wow, he never reaches out in the afternoon for just tell me how he's doing.
Wait a minute.
Eat check.
You're relying on Perloff of all people for some kind of mental health situation?
Well, that's what I thought. That's why I was as confused as you are.
Perloff's the most least sensitive person.
And he hates me specifically.
Yeah. You reach out to Perloff and said, I'm doing meh?
Okay.
And it's
Does
not
Does that look
meh?
Like meh to you? It's M-E-E-E-H. I'm doing meh. So it turns out it was baby Theo Vaughn, I'm doing me.
But the second time he says, he's like,
I'm doing meh.
So that's what I was trying to spell.
You thought Bogut was spiraling.
Yeah, I thought Bogut was I'm just not feeling it today.
I mean, it has been raining for a month and a half.
I don't know. I'm doing meh. I'm like, this really concerned me. But you're right. I would never expect Andrew Bogut to reach out for me. It turns out this is baby Theo Vaughn.
I'm doing meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, which you guys are all obsessed with on the show lately.
You guys came in today.
What's that?
You're lucky I came in today. It's all I can do is watch these videos.
And you say you guys, like, they have 470 million views.
Y'all
Baby
crazy.
Theo Vaughn is basically running the country right now. So this is the
as
comedian.
As long as he's doing meh.
And it's expanded. So it started with Theo Vaughn. Now it's everything. I just watched about a half hour of the movie Princess Bride and Baby form.
My name is Diego Montoya.
Actually, they didn't have the scene. They have the scene where they're doing the poison and the smartest man in the world as a baby. It's gold. He's like,
we're going to lose Bogut. We better get to the update.
Today on ESPN2, the Knicks and the Celtics, baby edition.
No thanks.
This is obviously an AI filter, right?
Where no, it's real.
It's a real baby.
So I was walking, it's gotten so bad. I was walking the street yesterday, and there was somebody in a carriage. I'm like, oh, it's a real world baby Theo Vaughn. I'm like, does he talk?
Do something.
Wait, so what did you write back thinking that Bogut was in crisis, not knowing it was a send up to baby Theo Vaughn?
Well, I quickly figured out.
Were you like, hey, buddy, you all right?
I'll read you the whole conversation. Dude, I was literally about to text you the exact same thing. I'm not kidding. I'm doing me. I spent a good hour today looking at other baby things. Bogus, I can't stop watching him. Did you see the one about the dogs talking in other languages? No, dear God. Are we like teenagers addicted to TikTok? Yep.
Yes.
And proof of it.
I was proud of it, but I was mad.
Theo's like main viral one. Theo doesn't want to date a woman who can't swim because 80% of the earth is water.
I'm the man.
Stone cold longer.
Yeah, so when the tsunami comes, he doesn't want dead weight.
I ain't nobody's floaty. Oh, my God.
You guys.
And he's a baby.
He's a baby.
Bogut's just crying.
I know. It's my favorite thing.
It's so funny. It just, I don't know why this particular person lends himself to being AI'd into a baby more than any human being on the planet.
I know. I mean, like, I think we should do Perloff as a baby. I think you could be AI'd into a baby. I think it'd be fine.
You as a baby be cute. But for some reason, it's magic when you turn Theo Vaughn into a baby.
The glee in baby Theo's face as he's talking about,
and
get off
my back.
He's
got a little mullet. His sense of humor, and I think he'd be proud of this as that of a young child. Like, I don't know. Something about it. But you'll like The Princess Bride.
Okay. Well, now we're going to have to go back through all of our childhood.
And, by the way, Cap is here today, who does
our
social.
We're definitely getting baby Bogut.
Baby Bogut looks exactly like Quinn Ewers.
Like baby Quinn Ewers. Just sitting disappointed meh in Miami right now.
I'm going to do meh.
All right, folks.
Well, the night after Luke Kornet saved the Celtics season, we got Julian Strother in Denver.
Jokic has it inside the arc. He starts backing down Holmgren to the dotted line. Throws out of it. Strother three. You the man! Julian Strother, you the man! In game number 6, Timeout, Thunder. Nuggets lead it by 16.
Jason Kosmiski on Nuggets Radio. Denver, a series extending 119-107 win after trailing by 10 late in the third. Schrother hit two threes then to start this turnaround. He finished with 15 points after scoring 14 total in the first five games of the series.
The last couple months, I've been dealing with injuries and being in and out of rotation, but just staying consistent to my routine and, you know, understanding that if I could put my work in, that I could trust and be okay with whatever happens out there on the court.
That ain't nobody floaty.
That was from NBA TV. Nikola Jokic led Denver with 29 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists. A sick Jamal Murray scored 25. So now we get a Game 7 in OKC Sunday. The Nuggets a little concerned with a hamstring issue that Aaron Gordon picked up late last night.
Can I ask a question? You guys are professional broadcasters. What is that you to man call? Who's he talking to?
Strother?
Yeah, he's like, you to man. I thought that was kind of a funny call. Like, that's clearly, like, is that his signature call or something?
I don't know, but it was funny because he's like, you're the man in Game 6.
Right.
But he's and like, at Gonzaga.
Am I the listener of the man? No, like, Joey Strother can't hear you, dude. Like, who are you yelling at?
He might.
I just thought it was funny.
When baby Julian Strother is retelling this.
You're the man.
The all-time goals record will be Alex Ovechkin's lone accomplishment this season.
Now here's Jarvis. Could be a 3-on-2 for Carolina. Svechnikov. He'll get it right back from Walker, and he scores! A sharp angle! Andre Svechnikov! He beats Thompson, and Carolina, with a minute 59 to go, takes a 2-1 lead.
And they won Game 5 in Washington 3-1 to end the Capitals season. The Jets season could have ended last night, but Connor Hellebuyck made 22 saves for a 4-0 win over the Stars. So now we get a Game 6 in Dallas tomorrow. Baseball last night, another Shohei Ohtani bobblehead night at Dodger Stadium. So he had 2 homers and 6 RBI, and they won 19-2 over the A's. The Dodgers won the last 2 games of that series by a combined score of 28-5. And don't feel bad if you've never heard of the guys that topped the leaderboard after round one of the PGA Championship. This is the first time in 30 years that there are no top 10 players in the top 10 after the first round of a major. Jonathan Vegas had the lead after a 7-under 64, 2 shots clear of Cam Davis and Ryan Gerard. Rory McIlroy, a 3-over 74 yesterday. He plays this afternoon. A handful of golfers are back on the course this morning at Quail Hollow. Guys, back to you.
I had no idea that Major League Baseball was sponsoring golfers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, why aren't they any better? We had never heard of a lot of these guys. The casual fan hadn't.
Yeah.
And so Major League Baseball putting some major money behind Jonathan Vegas.
Yeah, I read the backstory on this. It started in 2014. I didn't even know it. And it was the agent of, it was a golf agent who came up with this plan and pitched it to the MLB. And they're like, yes, let's go.
I don't get it.
Maybe it's, I don't know. I have no idea.
Have you ever heard of one sport sponsoring another sport?
No.
Aren't you guys like fighting for eyeballs and stuff?
That's a great.
Well, not at 11 o'clock in the morning. There's no baseball, but.
Yeah, it's a good point. I feel like maybe. No, like,
the Super Bowl brought to you by the World Series.
Yeah, it's like, thank you, Rob Manfred. Yeah. Like, do they run? They don't run baseball commercials during the Super Bowl.
Brought to you by the World Series, presented by YouTube TV.
Yeah, it's like,
well, wait, but actually, they do run during a football game. They'll run baseball ads for the World Series.
That's
so the sports do cross promote,
but it's usually network for network.
Like, yeah,
Fox will run it because Fox is also doing the World Series.
Right.
It should be funny if like the Golden State Warriors were wearing a patch on their jerseys that was. You know,
the
like
Rangers
the NHL.
Shield.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
The Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah.
The Utah Mammoth.
Mammoth.
Beg pardon.
Still getting used to that one. Bogish, thank you so much. We've got big plans in our next segment. Not only are we trying to find Manny Love tonight, we also have some keys for you for what has to go down for Boston to put pressure on New York and an NFL story you got to hear. It's M&P.
If there's a tsunami and you trying to get on my back,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. Asking you today, who's America's team? Is it the Dallas Cowboys still or now the Kansas City Chiefs? Manny, you mind throwing that up on the poll, please? At Maggie and Pearl on X. Here's another question for you off of, and we know the whole NFL schedule now. And don't worry, we'll get back to basketball and we got all this other stuff for you and Caleb Williams and everything. But here's a question for you now that you've seen the schedule. Who's a team, in your opinion, that's not getting enough love? And who's a team that's getting too much love when it comes to primetime games, front and center schedule, and clearly a team that the league wants to push to the front? Who's getting too much love? Who's not getting enough?
Can I start with the too much? And I said it yesterday. I don't know why is there excitement over the Miami Dolphins in what is probably going to be the last year of the Mike McDaniels experiment. I just don't see anything. Like, this team has not won a playoff game in forever. They haven't gotten the NFC title game since 1990. I know that their offense is good, but I don't get this. Tyreek Hill is getting older. Like, this can't last forever. They never stay healthy. Why does the NFL think this is such compelling TV? They're right up there with all the big teams. I don't get it at all.
Well, I was wondering if maybe there was a reason they wanted to send Miami to Spain, because maybe, you know, Miami, and there's other, this is not the only place in America, but obviously a big Spanish language.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Maybe they thought they could get some hype people going to Spain. I have no idea. I'm grasping here. But I guess the other part is, I think there's a little bit of, I know it's going to sound crazy, but there's like glamour to Miami. Is there not?
Like,
it's not
logo?
A glamour franchise in terms of like winning, but is there always something that's a little sexy about Miami and the Miami Dolphins?
I have no idea. I don't think really. I look at the schedule. I'm like, oh wow, Miami's playing the Jets this week. That's like got 1 p.m. written all over, right?
Yeah,
I feel like they always.
But that's not the primetime game, is it?
Well, regardless, I'm just saying. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're right. There's something about like the history, and maybe we're talking about the '90s history of the Cowboys translating. Maybe there's still a little Dan Marino glow, but in reality, like, what has this team done to earn any of that?
Well, one of the primetime games is a Thursday, and it's at Buffalo. And so I think the Bills have a little something to do with that, and it does have a really good rivalry. Their other primetime game
is... that a good rivalry still?
Well, I mean, depends who you ask. And then they have another Thursday against Baltimore. So I think, you know, the Ravens are doing a little work to help that. And then at Pittsburgh is Monday night. At Cincinnati is Sunday night. I think the opponent, they're not giving you, you know, Dolphins, Jets.
Yeah,
they're not giving you Dolphins pads.
But I mean,
not yet.
I wonder. Yeah, you're probably right. But it's just if you look at the list of teams that got the most primetime games, they do not fit in there. All right, what do you got?
So for my team who is not getting enough love, or I'll match you. The team that to me is getting a little too much love is the Minnesota Vikings. I'm surprised they have so many primetime games when they have such a big question mark at quarterback. And maybe Kevin O'Connell and J.J. McCarthy is going to be the next unbelievable marriage and pairing, and we're in for, like, lookout world. Here come these two guys. That's definitely possible, especially with Justin Jefferson. But I'm wondering, is it likely that J.J. McCarthy is going to have no... you know, stumbling blocks, like everything's going to be so smooth for him. Maybe getting to sit and watch for a year while he was recovering from injury is good. But I feel like they're placing a lot of faith, especially late in the season, on J.J. McCarthy being a thing.
God, I can't. I'm thinking about picking this team to win the NFC. I think they're stacked. And I love my Kevin O'Connell, as me and Caleb Williams, as it turns out. Yeah, I mean, it's a San Francisco 49ers situation. If you overwhelm a rookie quarterback with talent around him, that formula has worked a lot in the NFL. That's what they're doing here. That's why they got rid of Sam Darnold. They're like, we drafted J.J. McCarthy so we could put talent at every position. They fixed their O-line, which was their biggest problem last year. You have Justin Jefferson. Can you tune in for a receiver?
It helps.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but someone's got to get him the ball. And like I watched when Kirk Cousins got hurt and they had to go to Dobbs and Nick Mullins and stuff like that, it didn't look as good.
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy looked good in the preseason. I think I think he's totally fine. I mean, I think J.J. McCarthy's going to be good. I think most people kind of like...
Wasn't known to be a great... He was a fine thrower in college, but that wasn't the game at Michigan. And now all of a sudden he's going to be feeding Justin Jefferson to the tune of 1,500 yards receiving. I don't... really? That's the expectation? Kind of a lot on a young guy's shoulders, no?
You just have to throw it in the general vicinity of Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. Yeah, I don't... in this particular situation, no, I'm going to go system. Also, to J.J. McCarthy, yes, he handed the ball off 24 times a row. But, I mean, it's not like... I mean, he was a big deal. He's been a big deal since 10th grade. Like, he was a generational-type quarterback, so we know he has talent. He looked really good in the preseason. Guy's got a cannon. He can move a little bit. He'll be fine. All right,
the team that is not getting enough love, according to you and the NFL schedule makers.
I would have put the Jags on a lot more.
That's a good one.
Because not only Travis Hunter, but I feel like Trevor Lawrence is going to be better this year. Am I buying the Kool-Aid again? I love the trade in the short term for Travis Hunter because this is a team where he's going to have plenty of room to grow. So they're going to use him primarily on offense. He'll get on defense. I think he'll play a floating free safety, and he's going to come up with highlights on defense. I don't think he's going to shut down a number one receiver. And I love Liam Cohen and his weird Duval stuff. I think he's a good offensive coordinator. I think they're going to be a fun team. Are they going to be a great team? I doubt it, but I think they're going to be really fascinating.
Yeah, so three standalones, but only two prime time. So Kansas City on a Monday night in October, early October. And then, actually, I'm sorry, that's it. The next one is they play the Rams in Europe. How about this, though, for the Jags? It could help them. Back end of the season after the bye week, you're at Vegas, at Houston, Chargers, Cardinals, Tennessee, Indy, Jets, Denver, Indy, Titans. Be a playoff team.
I mean, it's the AFC South.
I know.
Texans have the same schedule, though.
Yeah, I mean, Texans are going to have the inside track there. Yeah. Can I give you, but this could be a playoff team. I'm thinking about that a little, maybe place a little bet there. Anyway. My team that's not getting enough love, and we talked about them earlier in the show, I don't understand why the Browns are getting no primetime. Nothing. They're going to be the story of the offseason. They were the story of the draft, yeah. A draft that more people tuned into and watched than any draft in the history of the sport. And then all of a sudden you're getting buried at 1 o'clock, and also you got one game in Europe. So you do get a standalone, but that's it. I'm just surprised, and I'm curious if a flex comes through, if Shedeur Sanders or even Dylan Gabriel, who was a big star in college too, if either of those guys take over.
Yeah, you make a great point. I am a little surprised, but their games were unwatchable last year, except for the snow game against Pittsburgh. I mean, that I get it. Like, they're a mess, by the way. I mean, all that being said, that team seems to have major, major problems. I really like Kevin Stefanski as a play caller, but I think the team's been poorly run. I mean, can we agree with that from ownership on down?
Sure, they made a horrible bet with Deshaun Watson.
It kind of feels, I think the NFL is looking at them and saying, wow, this team is probably eyeing next year's draft. Like, this team could be a top three pick. So you don't want a losing team. That's the only thing. I think they're just looking at wins and losses.
Yeah, I guess to be fair, that's probably the best thing for the Browns.
Yeah, win one or two games
and then try to pick again for quarterback. And their schedule is not easy. It's a gauntlet coming right out of the gate with Cincinnati, Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota in Europe, at Pittsburgh, Miami, New England. I mean, there's not a lot of breaks here.
That's why they're such an odd fit for Shedeur Sanders, too, because he feels like he's a placeholder until next year, be it Garrett Nussmeier, be it Kate Klubnik, Drew Aller, whatever. So it didn't really make sense. That's why we're like, why is Shedeur going to Cleveland of all places? They already drafted a future backup in Dylan Gabriel, so they got that spot. And now Shedeur, I think the NFL is probably right. Like, there's nothing to see here. I'm down for the training camp battle, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to watch him in week 8. Like, do I need to see a 24-9 win for the Ravens over Cleveland?
I guess I just have the sneaking suspicion that we're not, that Shedeur's still going to be a story through the season. Like, we're not just going to leave that at training camp and then all of a sudden we're just not going to hear from the guy ever again. Like,
Right. But even if he plays, are they going to win?
Well, I don't know, but it would still be interesting because now the NFL basically gave him two middle fingers, you know, this whole draft process. And if he can get some modicum of revenge, I think that would be compelling for people. And also, I think you're always kind of rooting, even though Cleveland's a train wreck, you're always kind of rooting for them to get one over on people.
That being said, rookie quarterbacks are always disappointing. I remember when Jameis Winston and Mariota got drafted, they put them against each other in week one. It was like 16-12. It was the most boring game. Like, he's not going to be good.
Caleb against Jaden Daniels led to the Hail Mary. That was an amazing game.
I rewatched that game recently. It was garbage. It was hot garbage all the way through.
All right, coming up, speaking of Caleb Williams, what does he really think about the Bears? Uh-oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.